And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 4th of June, 2025. The publication of Unleashing Rights, Law, Meaning, and the Animal Rights Movement by Helena Silverstein was on this day in 1996. Unleashing Rights is a study of the animal rights movement's efforts to advance social reform through the deployment of legal language and practices. The study looks at how prevailing understanding of rights language have shaped the attempt to put forth the idea that animals have rights, and how this attempt, in turn, offers the opportunity to reconstruct the meaning of rights. The book also examines the way litigation has influenced the movement's activities and opportunities for success. Unleashing Rights finds that the resort to rights and litigation has advanced the movement goals and contributed to alternative constructions of legal meaning. The study concludes that despite their many constraints, both rights talk and litigation are powerful resources for those who seek change, especially when used by strategically minded activists. Unleashing Rights is a book that illustrates the relationship between law, social movement activism, and social change. The release of Vegan Everyday Stories was on this day in 2016. Vegan Everyday Stories is a feature-length documentary directed by Glenn Scott Lacey that explores the lives of four remarkably different people who share a common thread. They're all vegan. The movie traces the personal journeys of an ultra-marathon runner who has overcome addiction to compete in 100-mile races, a cattle rancher's wife who creates the first cattle ranch turned farmed animal sanctuary in Texas, a food truck owner cooking up knee-buckling plant-based foods, and an 8-year-old girl who convinces her family of six to go vegan. And today, at 12 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, join host Kimberly Carroll on the Animal Justice Academy Lunchtime Live. Today's topic is Introducing Animal Issues to Canada's New Parliament. Their website reads, Canada just elected a new parliament, and it's our job to make sure they know that animal protection issues matter to Canadians. In this AGA Lunchtime Live training, we're going to prepare you to reach out to your Member of Parliament, or MP, to appeal to them to champion the animal issues that were on the verge of major breakthroughs before the election. Number one, banning live horse exports for slaughter. Number two, outlawing the cruel captivity of elephants and great apes. And number three, investing in animal-free science. Animal Justice's Director of Legal Advocacy, Caitlin Mitchell, and Government and Legislative Affairs Counsel, Pierre Sadiq, will join us to give us the lowdown on why now is a critically important time to push to fix Canada's badly outdated animal laws and how we're going to do it. We'll cover the fall budget bill and its significance for banning live horse exports and getting funding for animal-free research, how to reach out to your MP's office and what to say, how to schedule a meeting with your MP and what to do if you don't hear from them, talking points and tips to take the stress out of meeting with your MP or their staff people, and how to take action if you aren't a Canadian citizen. If you want to ensure that Canada's new parliament prioritizes animals, you won't want to miss this AGA Lunchtime Live. To register for this event, find the link in today's show notes. And here is a poem for today, Canada, by Emily Pauline Johnson. Crown of her, young Vancouver, crest of her, old Quebec, Atlantic and far Pacific sweeping her, keel to deck. North of her, ice and arctics, southward, a rival's stealth. Aloft, her empire's pennant, below, her nation's wealth. Daughter of men and markets, bearing within her hold, appraised at highest value, cargoes of grain and gold. Canada by Emily Pauline Johnson. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to fight for the rights of animals.